Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, providing the best possible environment and care for pigs is what pork producers do every day as part of the We Care Ethical Principles Pledge. Chris Hostetler, Director of Animal Science with the National Pork Board, reminds us that spring is a great time for expanded barn maintenance, ensuring everything is in proper working condition during the extreme temperature swings.
Maintaining the barns is extremely critical, and probably spring and fall, those two shoulder seasons where we get those temperature fluctuations, high temperatures during the day and cooler temperatures at night. You know, we certainly need to make sure that the environment inside the barn is maintained in the animal's comfort zone, and that, you know, curtains are working and fans are working and the thermostats are working and the controllers are working in those rooms.
Hostetler says good barn maintenance is about more than the physical structure. He says it is about animal welfare and worker safety.
It's extremely important from an animal welfare standpoint that the environment be maintained, that the feeders be full and available. So adjusting those feeders, making sure that augers are working, making sure that auger drops are working and functional so that the feed can be delivered to the animals properly, making sure that the ventilation system is removing temperature and humidity and gases from inside the buildings. Extremely important. And it really comes down to training and having those barn workers, those folks that spend their time with the animals, also watching for other, you know, critical opportunities for maintenance.
There are more than 60,000 pig farms in the U.S. today. Hostetler says the care pork producers give their pigs is top priority.
One of the things that I love about working for the swine industry is that the producers really have at their heart the care of the animal, and they honestly take that very seriously. And it's just an opportunity for producers to demonstrate that through the maintenance of their facilities and making sure that the pigs are well cared for every single day. And I think that by and large, our industry does a great job at that.
Producers looking for production and management information, research, and certification programs can find these tools on the Pork Checkoff's brand new website at porkcheckoff.org or by calling 800-456-7675. The American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, has opened online applications for the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Farm Bureau Executive Director of Industry Relations Sarah Brown says the challenge has awarded more than $1 million over 8 years.
It's a really exciting milestone for us as we passed that this past year. We're excited that we've been able to expand the dollar amount we'll be awarding in startup funds. We are adding a formal runner-up prize. And so this year, collectively, we're going to be giving away $165,000 in startup funds across 10 of the finalist teams.
Brown says the challenge helps put food and ag startups on the map.
This is more than just a competition. They receive pitch training through Cornell University. There's a strong mentorship program as we work with the various rural business investment companies across the Farm Credit System and across our agribusiness sponsor companies. And we welcome folks to apply. We look for a wide range of business solutions and entrepreneurs.
You can apply for the challenge online. You have until August 20th to submit your application. It'll announce the top 10 teams on October 5th. Learn more and apply at fb.org/challenge. When you're operating on tight margins, every decision counts. For dairy farmers looking to improve herd genetics, milk quality, and production efficiency, genomic technology is leading the way toward those goals. In this segment from Holstein Association USA, we hear why producers should pay attention to the Dairy Wellness Profit Index from Zoetis as a decision-making guide. For more than a century, the Larson family has been dairy farming near Evansville, Wisconsin. Fourth-generation manager Mike Larson says there's been much change and progress made at Larson Acres over the years. They purchased their first registered Holstein when Mike was 10 years old.
We believe that the registered Holstein breed works very well for our business model. We do a lot of embryo work. We do a lot of classification. We export embryos. We try to put bulls in the AI stud, and we think of them as a valuable tool to make our business more profitable.
More than a decade ago, the Larsen family was looking to expand by doubling their herd inventory. At the same time, genomic technology was coming onto the scene. They decided to genomically test the new calves being born to evaluate genetics and potential performance.
And then it just progressed into testing our own animals, and we never looked back. We think genomic testing has greatly impacted our herd for the better. We're able to get information from that calf at an early age. We use that information daily, basically for every decision making we do.
The 2,500 head dairy was also an early adopter of the Dairy Wellness Profit Index from the Clarified Plus genomic test from Zoetis. Today, Larsen says that index is the single most important number they consider.
We first and foremost look at their dairy wellness profitability dollar. That has been proven to me to be the single most important number to base our decision making off of, to really show an economic impact to our business.
They've seen a huge impact on cow longevity, Larsen explains, as they make progress toward their goal of having 40% of the milking herd at the third lactation or greater. Somatic cell counts have improved, as well as decreased cases of mastitis or lameness. All in all, of these factors lead to higher volumes of quality milk.
With using the dairy wellness profitability dollars, we have naturally been able to improve our pounds of protein, our pounds of fat, which ultimately is what we get paid for. And we always start off with the dairy wellness profitability numbers as a guideline, as a starting point for everything from picking sires to deciding which females that we want to keep in our herd, to decide which females we want to use sex semen on, to make sure we propagate the daughters of the families we want to.
Animals with high rankings using the Dairy Wellness Profit Index are also gaining strong market value, too.
The whole world is looking at that index. They're starting to realize how important the wellness traits is on the dairy industry, and realizing how accurate that information is. I feel that some of the cow families we've been able to develop, and our herd prefix, our genetics is sought after for people looking for high-valued, high-level dairy wellness profitability individuals.
For more information, visit dairywellness.com. This has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.